The following program is rated TV-MA-LSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Hey, guys.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Scout. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, Danielle.
Hi. Well, hey, guys. Welcome to Talk Scary to Me.
We
are in studio today.
Isn't that crazy?
I love it.
How do you feel being in studio right now?
I feel like a big girl.
Are you a big girl? Yeah, I feel like we graduated.
Yeah, we're
but
like,
I do feel like I'm really far away from you, and I don't know. I mean, I like touching you every once in a while.
Yeah, we can't share candy right now.
Oh, that's what we're missing is candy.
Next time we'll bring candy.
Okay, great. Okay, we got that. So how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah? How stressed were you getting to this studio?
You know, LA sucks ass.
LA is fucking awful. I mean, yeah. I mean, there's good pieces about Los Angeles, but I feel like, I mean, with the fucking traffic, whichever direction that you go.
But you're typical LA talking shit about traffic. It was raining. It got below 70. Like, people
in Ohio
are like, fuck off.
But they don't have, but I think also going to your house where we usually record things, it's on a route that there is, it's peace and love.
And peace,
like,
and love.
Everybody lets everybody maneuver over. It's
but
like,
do you know what happened by my house? Do you
what
know
do you mean?
What went on by my house?
Is there like a horrific accident that just happened?
No, the Manson Caves, girl. Spawn Ranch, girl.
Are you kidding me?
No, it's two exits from my house.
Why haven't we gone to this?
Well, let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah, I did Quentin's movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, there off of Cooner for the first time I'd ever been out towards my area, essentially.
Wow.
And I was like, I love it here. It's really weird. And it feels like I'm not in LA. And it's kind of creepy. And I kind of want to move here.
Holy shit.
Yeah, well, the caves are like deep, though.
Okay, like how far is the hike up there?
You could probably do it. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I'll send you up with a GoPro and you can let me know how it is. We can just FaceTime.
Okay, fine. You'll be in your RV and AC. And I'm in the middle of the trail in the caves.
Like, yeah, girl, you know it.
Oh man, well that's awesome.
Yeah. So yes, it's peaceful. But do we get some good questions?
Yes,
been getting some good stuff, right?
We do have some really solid questions. I'm gonna skim here right now.
It always makes my morning to open up talking about sex. Just have to say.
It actually did, because I was putting these together and then I started talking to my dude about it and he got really uncomfortable.
What?
And I was like, really? I was like, I don't know, this excites me. It's crime
too.
And sex excite me to talk about.
Yeah,
I feel
sure.
like that's why you and I get it along so well.
Yes.
Okay, so sex question.
Wait, are you having sex with your man? No. Still no.
Well, okay, so like I said, guys, I think he's on too many drugs right now to get it up.
Oh.
I think.
Yeah.
I also don't have the heart to try because I would feel really bad if he can't. But what we were talking about in the last podcast, I feel like maybe he should just like hint and like, or maybe I was thinking about tonight actually because I kind of need it, or I need to use my vibrator because it's been like 2 weeks.
Oh.
That's a lot. That's
You're
a
wound
long
up.
Time for me. I'm wound up. I did sneak, which I think is one of the questions. I did sneak a little one out, actually, like
you
3 days ago. Yes.
Wait, why do you have to sneak it?
Well, I don't know. Okay, so that's something that I like to talk about.
Okay, let's talk about it.
I feel like it's a little, I don't know. I would get upset if my guy, which is actually this question. So let's pause this here. Personal issues over here. Okay, crazy question, but I need to know what's going on. I've been with my man for 1.5 years. Why does he prefer jerking off over oral sex? When we first got together, we did it all the time. I'm the type that will do it anywhere, anyway, and anytime, even many times a day. Recently, we've been only doing it like 2 times a month. Then I found out that he was jerking off almost every day. I thought it was me because I'm older than him, but I get hit on all the time when we go out. I asked him about it, and his answer was that, number one, his ex never wanted to have sex, so he got used to taking care of himself. And reason number two, he has cheated on his ex for many years because the love was gone, and he said he doesn't want to cheat on me. So when the urge hits to jerk off, he does, so he doesn't cheat.
Okay,
sorry.
That's so much there.
That's so much.
You should run.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, your dude's like, well, I cheated on my ex for, you know, so many times. Well, yeah, maybe that's like run for the hills.
But what is your thing? I mean, what is your, I get a little strange if I know that my dude is jerking off, because I'm a very sexual person. So I'm like, why the fuck do you have to go jerk off? I'm right here.
Yeah, but if you're getting laid and he can, like, if you're getting it, you're not going to care.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, God, great. Go
really?
Downstairs.
Are
yeah.
You? See, I'm like, opposite, I'm totally man. Fine. I'm opposite. I would get kind of hurt. I would get hurt if I knew that he rubbed one out in the shower. And like,
really?
Yeah.
And who cares?
I don't know because I want sex all
the
time.
Well, that's what I mean. If you're getting it, it doesn't matter what he's doing.
I'd rather than pull me into the shower and let's do it.
But sometimes he doesn't want to think about you.
Danielle,
and that's okay.
You're crushing my dreams right now. This is a new fucking relationship. God damn it. So don't fucking stir up this mind right now.
I'm so sad that Chris Cuomo is not online, not on air anymore, because that was my foreplay. I would literally get in bed and David, we would have showered and like get ready for bed and it would be on and David would be like, yeah, your dude's on. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah. I would be like, are you really putting it on to get me like excited right now?
Okay, but what about if he did that with a woman? Like, hey, babe. Jennifer Love Hewitt. Let's fucking put on 911.
Let's not talk about Jennifer Love Hewitt, but I don't care.
Really?
No, but I'm with my man for 10
yeah,
years.
Okay,
like,
see, that's
you
what
can't.
I'm saying, Danielle. Like, that, yeah. It's 10 years. Yeah, I'm sure in 10 years, I won't give a fuck if he jerks off in the shower or in front of me, like, when I'm holding the baby.
You
like,
won't.
I won't care.
You won't care, but now you'll
But now
you'll care.
I'm like,
yeah,
you'll I'm
get
like,
over that.
Give it to me all the time. But no, we're not having sex right now because he's on a lot of meds, which we have said. He, you know, broke a lot of things in his body and he's in a lot of pain. But I think I'm going to put the vibrator on the bed tonight just to kind of do a little hint.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't grab it, I'm going to fucking grab it.
He's not going to grab it.
No, he's not going to grab it. But I'm going to grab it. I'm going
to
grab it.
Don't tell. But let's go back to this. This chick said that her man would rather jerk off than get head.
Yes.
That's fucking weird.
That is strange. That is very, very strange to me.
Maybe he doesn't have to perform.
You know,
I don't know. Maybe there's no expectations.
Well, it goes back to that story that you said of Kane Hodder.
Yeah. Wait. This segued into a whole other
thing. I'm sorry,
thing.
But
oh,
that,
yeah. Okay, guys.
But,
for those of you that didn't hear.
They have, though. You guys need to listen to all the episodes so you know what we're talking about.
So found out that a lot of guys are losing their virginity at, like, bunny ranches or whatever you whorehouses.
Because they, and Kane was like, well, I didn't have to perform.
Yeah, you didn't have to please her.
So maybe that's, like, a thing for men. You know, they're so lazy, they don't want to have to perform for their girl. So they'd rather just do it really fast.
Yeah, but this chick saying that she wants to blow him. And he
Danielle,
would rather jerk off.
Danielle Harris, it's literally what I just said right
Maybe.
Now. I would do anything for my man. You're like, well, just let him fucking jerk it off once in a while. And I'm like, well, go fuck me.
Oh.
Jerking off, men. Okay, you know what? I get it. I get that you
Wouldn't
have
you
to.
Would you rather masturbate sometimes than have sex? Sometimes. You're
no.
like, it just takes three, like, it's like 3 seconds. You're just done.
I mean.
Then a hold on the whole process.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I guess so.
Just like, fuck, I just got to get it out and be done with
so.
It.
I guess.
Yeah,
it's really fast
Yeah, well, duh. That's what I mean. It's like, you know, I'm like, I have 30 seconds before my kid walks back into my room. Let me just take care of this real quick. Actually,
oh
I don't really masturbate now that I'm married.
I was going to ask, how many times
no.
do you masturbate now?
It's been like once in the last probably 6 months.
Seriously?
Yeah, but I masturbate to girl porn, so.
Yeah, I do too. I think we discovered that we were similar in that.
Yeah.
Well, that was...
anyway,
we went off subject. I'm so sorry, darling.
Shocker.
But I think that there's more red flags for you, hun, than just his love for jerking off and not having you go down on him. I don't think it has anything to do with you,
Mm-mm.
obviously. It has everything to do with him, and you need to be open and honest with him.
Yeah.
And figure out if that's a man for you. Because right now,
a year and
I don't
a half,
know.
You're already having these issues?
Red flags.
Run.
All right, let's see here. What do we have next? Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
I just read this, and I just want to see your reaction.
Oh, God.
And this is an anonymous, and I get why.
They're all anonymous.
Yeah, yeah, well,
which
these two
are. Which is fine.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
What would you do if your wife cheated on you with your father? What would you do if your husband, Danielle,
oh, gross.
Cheated on you
I just threw it in my mouth.
With your mom?
Wait, let me tell you something.
What? Tell me.
My mom was a young mom.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom used to totally hit on my boyfriends. Okay. Even one time, I was dating whatever you want to call it, this guy, and she went to Sushi on Sunset with him when I, because I was out with my ex-boyfriend, went to a movie, and I got back, and the two of them were at my house, and he tried to tell me that my mom tried to kiss him.
Well, why were you out with your ex seeing a movie?
That's what my mom was trying to say. She's like, well, you were out with your ex-boyfriend, and you're not 21, so we went out to have a drink. I was like, that's fucking
that's
not okay.
Yeah, I mean, I know your mom now, so I don't—
Oh, you didn't know my mom then, though.
I feel like— I look at a little different. Oh my God, that's crazy.
Dude, my friend, my old group of guy friends back in the day, my mom was always like, my mom had me at 20, 21. So she was like, you know, I think like, okay, I was, you know, when I was 17, like my mom wasn't, like she wasn't that old.
Yeah.
She still kind of had it going on a little bit. But damn. I saw a video recently of my 18th birthday at my house. And my mom, I was so freaked out because my mom was like all cute and talking about like, I remember she was, the other guy that I was dating when I was there was, she was, there's like a moment of her saying like, oh yeah, you haven't seen me dressed up like this, have you? And I was like, whoa, dude, that's fucking weird. But I don't know. My mom was like that typical, like, oh, I'm going to hang out with my daughter, which I would never.
My dad was quite the ladies man and has like quite a track history. You know, he was a mortician, and my dad met my mom, my biological mom, bearing her stillborn.
What?
Yeah.
And wait.
So my dad was kind of like the Wedding Crashers, but with
widows. He went to the cemetery.
My dad's a mortician and a coroner, right. So she came.
So this babe, the stillborn, was
my mom's
cases. Yeah, or,
yes.
Okay.
And so my dad met her at the funeral home, and he met a lot of women at the funeral home, a lot of widows, and you know, small town. This is something I discovered later on in life. Yeah, crazy, right? So crazy. So we all have our family weird tree.
Can I ask you, were you the next one after your mom had a stillborn? Were you the next one she had?
I don't know. I think when my dad brought that up, I like changed subject completely, like really fast, you know?
You don't have any older siblings.
I do.
You do, from your mom?
From my mom and my dad. Oh, dude, okay. my fucking tree is like, my dad, like I said, he had a lot of women. My mom had a lot of men. I've got a lot of halfsies out there.
Okay.
I've got like five and then five over there. I've got a lot.
Don't do 23andMe. You might find more.
You know, hopefully, but my fear is like,
you know, I found a first cousin on 23andMe.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Nope.
Wow.
And when I contacted him, his mother was adopted.
Really?
And it was my dad's side. Because my mom took it and they did not become a match. I'm like, mom, you have to. That means grandpa cheated on my grandma, you know. And I wasn't close with my dad's side of the family.
Yeah.
So it was my dad's, and my grandma didn't give any babies up. So it was my grandpa must have had a little, and had a child that she gave up for adoption.
Dude.
And then that child had a kid, and then that kid is my first cousin.
Dude, ain't that crazy? Ain't that shit crazy?
Ain't that crazy? Wait, I want to talk about something really quick. About our fucked up families. My mom had a baby that died too.
Mm.
She died at 17 days old. So I was the next one after that. Mm-hmm. So I always wonder if that has anything to do with.
Definitely. I mean, losing a baby. I mean, yeah. we did talk about that the last, you know,
yeah.
Podcast.
I mean, I had a miscarriage, though. It wasn't, yeah. you know,
but,
I didn't actually have my baby.
I couldn't imagine. No. I couldn't imagine losing a child. No. I mean, and you know, Nick Cannon just went through that, and it breaks my heart every time something like that comes.
Chrissy Teigen, same thing. I'm like, I don't know how you move on,
dude. I couldn't. Okay, well, we just
segued right, and we're gonna go into the death portion, the horror portion of our podcast because we've got some really interesting stuff to share with you guys.
Yes, most definitely. So, like we said in the last podcast. Danielle and I have a fascination.
Sound like you're from Chicago when you say that.
Do I really? I sound like people say I'm like from Chicago, or they sound like I'm from Canada because I say A, and then sometimes I slip into a Southern accent sometimes for fun. Yeah, you know, it's like I'm an actor over here or something. It's like, you know. So like we said on the last podcast, Danielle and I share an interest for true crime. And so we thought that maybe like the horror aspect, we should just kind of try like reading on a case and discussing it.
It's so much more interesting to me how fucked up people are
totally.
And things that they do and just the mental state yes. of, and now with the world kind of falling apart, it's I'm yes. sure it will continue to happen. But this yes. is, this, when it's close to home and you, and it's in your yep. backyard and you know these people, mm-hmm. it's a whole different world.
And that is this case. This case is very, very, very close to home to me, actually. It's about a, I'm going to read something, but before I do that, I'm going to explain what's kind of this is about. It's about an actor, Johnny Lewis, who you may know him from Sons of Anarchy. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you ever watched him on mm-hmm. Sons of Anarchy. I mean, he was a fabulous actor.
Yeah.
I loved watching his work. He also was in The OC, mm-hmm. which is like a huge show of mine. And he murdered someone and killed himself.
Yeah.
And I remember hearing about this at the airport when I was traveling, I think, to a convention. Mm-hmm. In my mind and body, just like, I can't even explain to you the feeling that I'm kind of getting it right now. I can't even explain to you the feeling that my body felt.
It sounds like you're being choked. Like when you're yes. talking now, it sounds yes. like your voice is being sort of
yes.
choked. And he didn't just murder and kill himself. Yes. It was like a not, like a
it was,
crazy,
it was a crazy thing.
Horrific.
So I'm going to read this, this story by Bill Jensen. Kind of explains, so a lot of people don't know, he also approached the neighbors yeah. before he killed the elderly lady that he was staying from. He was renting a Ryder villa. So I'm going to read this little story here. And this is when he knocked on the door of the neighbor. Hi, I'm John, your new neighbor. If Dan Blackburn wasn't completely stunned to see the young man with intense blue eyes introducing himself at his doorstep, it was only because the former NBC newsman had just mm-hmm. spent a good 15 minutes tracking his movements from his living room window. Wearing nothing but jeans and red shoes, Blackburn's visitor had been pacing up and down the pavement of this leafy corner of the Los Feliz Hills. He was slight and weary, with shaggy blonde hair. His bare torso was slick with sweat. There were other intrusions on the neighborhoods, usually quiet, but that morning, September 26, 2012, a house painter was working on the first floor deck of Blackburn's home. The deck overlooked a 1927 Spanish-style mansion down at the Ryder's Villa, where an elderly real estate broker and arts patron named Kathy David had opened her doors to generations of playwrights, screenwriters, novelists, and actors while they developed their talents and adjust to Hollywood life. "Nice to meet you, John," Buckley Blackburn replied with a raised eyebrow. The two men stood across from each other in Blackburn's doorway before John, who Blackburn would later learn was the actor Johnny Lewis, abruptly walked away and Blackburn returned to his morning routine. At 28, Lewis wasn't too much of a neighbor, as he was a returning one. For 2 months in 2009, he'd lived in the red suite of the Winters Villa. Now, 3 years later, he had just moved back to the villa after being released from downtown's Twin Towers Correctional Facility following a string of senseless, violent assaults. His father had arranged the accommodations, hoping that the villa calming influence would help steady his son after months of chaos. About 30 minutes after meeting Lewis at his door, Blackburn heard his wife, Gloria, anxiously calling for him. He rushed outside to find Lewis on top of the house painter, punching him with his fists. The worker's face was covered in blood. Specks of it were landing on the actor's body. Blackburn stepped in to pull the 5'10" Lewis off of the painter, grabbing him by the shoulder and yelling at him to stop. In one motion, Lewis leaped to his feet and slugged Blackburn, who is in his 70s, in the eye, knocking him to the ground. And Lewis's expression was flat, his gaze distant, but he seemed to have superhuman strength. He didn't flinch as Blackburn stood up and landed a punch to his temple. Blackburn then struck him with a chair, which stunned him enough that Blackburn, his wife, and the painter were able to escape into the house. They tried to shut the door, but Lewis stuck his arm through the opening as if it was a scene from a horror movie. Mm-hmm. The three pushed their full weight on the door, slamming it four times. until the arm finally slithered away. The group barricaded themselves inside and called the police. From a window, Blackburn saw Lewis leap over the waist-high fence around the deck and pounce on the wooden fence surrounding the Ryder Villa next door. His feet never seemed to touch the ground. He scaled the fence and disappeared into the villa. He was like a low-key Spider-Man, says Blackburn. Within minutes, the police arrived to find a ghastly sight. Davis, the 81-year-old owner of the villa, was inside her home, beaten and strangled to death. Lewis, her tenant and attacker, was also dead in the middle of the driveway. His skull cracked in half, and it didn't take long for the morning events to reach the tabloids. Actor John Lewis had killed his landlady, Kathy Davis, then fallen or jumped to his death. More than a year later, the reasons why remain unknown. How could Lewis commit such a monstrous crime? The immediate assumption was that he was on drugs, and the truth is far more complicated. Heavy shit, man.
Yeah.
When I read that, I'm going to try not to get super emotional, but Johnny Lewis and I worked together on The Runaways, which was with Kristen Stewart, Dakota Fanning, Michael Shannon. And Johnny and I became really close on that set. I was there every day, and he was playing our roadie. I played Lita Ford in the movie, and he was playing our roadie. And I know all the girls got a weird vibe from Johnny. He was not a normal guy. Mm-hmm. Like the way that he presented himself was, you could tell that he was fighting a lot of demons. Mm. And you and I have talked about it. You know, I've come from a tough past.
Yeah.
You know, tough childhood, and it's like something that you know when you meet someone.
Mm-hmm.
You just know it. And I didn't befriend. You know, I befriended him. I wanted to be his friend. I wanted to hear his story. I like to be there for people.
Yeah, me too.
So I kind of did this with Johnny, and all the girls were like, "Yeah, you got to stay away from that guy. You got to stay away from him." Mm. And I was like, "He's not a bad guy. Like, he's troubled. You know, he just needs someone to listen." So we started hanging out, and it kind of turned into dating a little bit right after I think it was the premiere of The Runaways, and I remember each date and each hangout with him, it got a little weirder. Like a different, it was like I was dating a different guy every time that I went over. It was like a different person.
Mm.
Kind of reminded me of someone like with schizophrenia.
Yeah.
Or bipolar issues.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And there was one incident that happened, one incident that happened that kind of made me go away was he was walking me to the car one night, and he never pressured me to like do anything physical with him or anything like that. And we barely like kissed. And when we did kiss, it was very sweet and romantic. Mm-hmm. And like he loved poetry and all that kind of stuff. And so when he walked me to the car one night, and it was like down the road from where a lot of apartment complexes are. So there's a lot of people that can come in and out. There was someone walking their dog down the street.
Mm.
He managed to like make out with me in a way that I've never made out with him before. And it was kind of like I said, I can only explain it that he turned into a different human.
Mm.
And he became aggressive. And I kind of went with it for a second. And then he, in like an instant, just like took down my pants and just had his hands, you know, rubbing me.
Mm.
And I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to feel. I in a sense was frozen and a little scared, and you know, and I managed to stop him, and I was like, you know, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this in the public. Like this is you just like stop. You need to stop. And he pulled up my pants. And he, like, very gently buttoned my pants, zipped up my pants, and, like, patted me down and rubbed me, like, really gently just to make me feel okay. And then, like, said something romantic and, like, kissed me. And I remember him walking away, and he blew a kiss at me. And I got in my car, and I was like, something isn't right. Like, that's, like, something's not right. Like, This is an odd feeling. I don't know who that person was.
Trust your gut, girl.
Totally. And he tried to hang out with me a couple times after that, and I just kind of ghosted him. So when that hit the media, when this hit the media, and I saw that it was Johnny, he had opened up to me about so many things. I mean, he dated a celebrity singer, Katy Perry, mm-hmm. and I remember he would talk to me a lot about that, a lot about Katy Perry, mm. How she ruined his life, and I guess her first album, a couple of songs were about him.
For sure. I mean, did she ever go on record
went on record. You know, I've hung out with Katy a few times. She's great. I love Katy so much. But she's never gone on record about his death or mm-hmm. anything. Or she'll just kind of brush it off. You know, there's never been any sort of thing. But I get it. I mean, would you? So the two songs, if you guys want to take a listen, and as you would, as when I discovered this, I instantly was like, what are the fucking songs that are about Johnny Lewis? So, the first one is The One That Got Away. Do you know that song?
Mm-mm. Oh, I'm sure I do. Do you want to sing it for me?
Yeah, no. I'm not here for my singing career. And then also look close at Circle in the Drain. So listen to that song, Circle in the Drain. Okay. And it talks a lot about a man that is struggling internally, drugs, alcohol, all of that.
Couldn't that be anybody, though?
It could be.
Maybe
coincidence.
Did he become obsessed with it, that it was about him?
Would you? What would you do? I mean, okay.
How many guys are sitting listening to Taylor Swift wondering what song's about them?
I know.
But you know what I mean?
Like, I don't know. There's something about it.
If it's really you.
Yeah, there's something about it that just like hits it with what, especially what Johnny.
Is there a specific line
me.
That got you when you listened where you were like, bing, that's what it is?
No, it's just mostly what the song is about. I mean, I could read the lyrics right now, but you'll know.
I'll take a listen.
It seems like it's like it came, you know, The One That Got Away was a happier place.
Mm.
And then the Circle of the Drain was why it didn't work.
I
have to leave you, why this can't work. Like you are kind of what I just described when I first started dating him.
Right.
He turned into a completely different human being, and he had all these multiple personalities that would come in and out. And it was like he knew how to handle them.
Right.
You know, how to put them in check. And that's kind of...
And he was on meds, right? Sometimes.
He was on meds, but sometimes. But the interesting thing when I kind of went into this case a little bit is that he actually had a motorcycle accident that happened in 29 Palms. And he used to talk about going to Joshua Tree. That's probably one of the reasons why I went. That he had a motorcycle accident. And all of his friends and family say that he was like a different person after the accident. Mm. Now, that was like a year or so prior to the event.
Yeah.
And since that accident, he had like 8 or 9 different times that he went to jail.
Mm.
You know, like he was falling down.
Yeah.
Like,
mind you, the toxicology report showed nothing in his system.
So that was the first thing that I thought.
Yeah.
When I saw.
Yeah. You're like drugs.
Oh, right? I thought bath salts.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but what? That's like, doesn't even exist anymore. At the time
of Johnny,
that was a thing. That's what they blamed it on, right?
Yes. It was bath salts. And that
I
was
don't even know what that means. No, like, was it stuff that you sniffed up your nose? I don't really know what.
Well,
exactly
when I did it last time, Danielle, it's actually something that. But that's what I thought. I thought you know, it turns you into like this
crazy.
Different being.
You want to like
this
eat.
Different being.
Yeah.
And you know, Johnny never like really said that he like did drugs or anything, but you can fucking tell.
Yeah.
You can tell when someone.
Right.
You know, and maybe that's also that something that changes who you are, you know?
Yeah.
Like when I went through, I've opened up about this, but you know, I went through a cocaine phase in my early 20s. I was a different fucking human, man. Mm. I was a different human being. I almost killed myself. Like
I was
a different human being.
Right.
And I remember I had to get help because I was either going to hurt someone.
Right.
Not like, you know, kill someone, but I was out of my mind, out of control. So
that's why I never tried it. I was always afraid.
Man.
I was like, oh.
Good for you. Good for you.
No, thanks.
Okay. So I do want to read this to end this, but I want to read.
I'll tell you my story about Johnny too.
Okay, cool. Okay, so inside the scene was even more gruesome. Walking upstairs from the first floor, which was pristine, investigators had to step over broken glass before entering a large bedroom in the southwest corner, Lewis's room. There, they found a rusty hammer with traces of blood on it. Following the trail of the destruction to the attached bathroom, they discovered the body of a dead cat in the shower covered in blood, its skull bashed in. So he killed the cat as well. Across the hall from Lewis's room was the master bedroom, Kathy Davis's room. There was blood on her bed frame, wall, table, and chair. On the floor next to the bed lay her body. The blunt force trauma to her head fractured her entire skull. Oh, God. And the left side of her face, leaving her brain exposed. Investigators believe that just minutes after he had introduced himself to Blackburn, Lewis went back to the villa and confronted Davis in her room. No one knows what fueled his rage, but one rumor floated among Davis's friends was that he had gone to the fuse box and turned off the electricity the night before the attack. Davis had confronted him and given him a stern warning to never do that again. Whatever the reason, if there is one, the results were unthinkable. Lewis had punched Davis several times, then strangled her with his bare hands. It was unclear whether he'd used the hammer found in his room on Davis, but the force of his beatings were so severe that the investigators believe Lewis may have stomped on Davis's skull. He then killed her cat and left in the shower. No drugs or bath salts in the system, because that was like a big thing.
It's just unthinkable.
And it's a weird feeling, man, to like be there for someone so much in your past that, he's honestly is the reason that I love Joshua Tree so much. He's the first person that took me to that oasis to get away. And I go there all the fucking time. I go there. It's still my oasis. So it's just weird to think that someone that you kissed mm-hmm. or intimate with mm-hmm. showed an interest in.
Is capable of doing
something like that. And that would have never crossed my mind that Johnny could have do something like that.
Right, right.
You know? Never.
Right.
No, I'm sorry. I don't typically go on dates with fucking people that I'm like, you could murder someone. Sure. Pick me up at 9. I'll wear my, you know what I'm saying? It's a weird fucking feeling. So tell me your story.
Well, I knew about him because there was this show for E! That I did years ago called Hollywood Death Trip. And his story was one of the stories we investigated. And I went, it was my very first morning, and I didn't know who we were covering until I got there because it was a reality show. And we went to Blackburn's house, and we were walking up the street, and the guy who was the lead of the show or whatever, the investigator dude, the tour guide guy, showed me the picture of what it looked like when John, of the blood all over the
driveway.
Ground. Did you ever see that?
Yeah, I just saw it this morning, actually, for the first time.
It's horrible. So we went up and I have like goosebumps thinking about it. We walked the same steps and knocked on the door of Blackburn's house, and we interviewed him, and he went through exactly what you just read to me, how everything and how he had superhuman strength and the distance between his house, Blackburn's house, and where he jumped to was like he could fly. I mean, it's not close by any means. And he still only has three benches around the wood table on his deck because the fourth was what he broke over him. So he's like, I still only have three. The fourth one is what I broke over him. He's an old man, you know? Trying to get in the hole. I mean, I didn't know him I knew him as an actor. And I also interviewed like a couple of other people that have been like his social caseworkers and stuff that tried to get him help and was kind of helping him through getting him off drugs and dealing with probation.
This woman. So was Kathy. Like, I mean, she
housed a lot of celebrities.
Val Kilmer stayed in it, like a lot of people stayed there.
But she didn't deserve to die like that.
You know, I think his dad blames himself a lot because he was the one who set it up, and he thought maybe he should have warned the woman that he was going through some troubled times, you know? But I mean—
Yeah, but what do you do?
What do you do? Sorry, my son's been in and out of prison. He's going through some emotional shit. Would you like him to stay in your bedroom next to you?
Right.
Yeah, it's not really something you
expose. I mean, you what can you do? Your kid's an adult.
Yeah.
What do you do? I mean, when do you step in and lock them up and throw away the key, try to get them help? I mean, I don't know. I don't know, I would do everything I possibly could to save my kid if that was the case. But sometimes it's really just out of your control.
Yeah.
God. Oh,
man, that was heavy. So we
you know what they call Hollywood? What do they call Hollywood or Los Angeles? Speaking of lovely Los Angeles, everyone that wants to come here, it's the city of angels. It's also called the city of death. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
The city of death.
I get that here. Are you kidding me? I get that every time I'm in a vehicle.
Yeah, I know.
Hoping
that
I make it alive to my house.
Ain't that the truth, girl?
All right, guys. Well, we tried this new little thing. I like
That's
it.
It's really interesting.
I dig it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially because there's a connection.
Yeah, completely.
Creepy, creepy.
Well, thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening. Wow, we went from like blowjobs to blows to the head. It's
Jesus
horrible.
Christ.
Story of our lives. Yeah. Just another day at the office, guys.
Right.